Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Out of best friends, scuff Tim's, but the truck bends. Breaking rules for a plate of food. Shout out my fools back in Haiti too. We getting money when the coast clear. 200 foot yacht, naming no fear. My phone dead, but I make calls. We make money, then we make more. I told her one day she could be a boss. Baby and baby Julie Greenwald. Yeah. We the team to lean on. Butt naked in the pool with my rings on. Money machines on. Tell K. Michelle a new king song. It's the theme song. Mastermind, baby.
The pop walls. Tip Rogers, the hot boy. It's the fat boy. Skinny jives. Don't envy mine. Mine tall ceilings. Chandeliers. I'm authentic. Getting long money. Short winded. Let go and get it. Get it. Bang, bang. Catch ricochets from that double lip. Get shot in your finger waves. 20 chickens watching, I still be moving the bags. Gave a job to them children you scared to raise. Chain swinging, name ringing. Shots fired, zing, zing. We moving weight, I'm at a different pace. I'm out in Haiti with my lady screaming no boule. I'm hard to kill, Dade County, Versace Neal. 14, forget who that was, that all appeal. Only woman got the combination to the set. Grammy nominated once, but I'm still moving back.
Kids with me, killers with me, we mob.
11:06 in the morning out in Sydney, Australia.
Mm.
9:06, yeah, you know I had that one ready for us.
That was sexy. That was sexy right there. You had INT on them.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? 9:06 out here in the PM, out on the East Coast. You tuned in. TM Hyman Radio Live. Baddest internet show in the world right now. Not just the nation, but the world, Craig. The world. That's right.
The world.
And I die for this shit, too.
Yeah.
Talking about the Pope taking America like a rock star by storm.
Oh,
I don't know if y'all was able to keep up with all of the events and the places he met and the babies he kisses and the, you know, the followers that may have passed out Michael Jackson style. But we're going to give you a quick rundown of, you know, the events. I know y'all going to have to because I didn't keep up with too much of them, to be honest with you. But before we get into all of that, in the place of my man T.M. Hyman right now, who's probably catching up on the last letter of the alphabet. Folks, y'all can get what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Keep rocking. Keep going.
Doing it, but it's all good. We got a show must roll on. We're going to go down south to the dirty, to the itty-bitty Plant City.
Mm-hmm.
Give it up all the way from the Plant City, Florida. Regina, hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Sister Scott.
All right. I am. How
yes,
is everybody this array. Lovely Monday evening?
Chilling, son. Got my Ice House Edge on deck. With a shot of something that's about to go in.
Cut
it out.
It's going to be trouble.
As I take my sip.
Get it.
We're going to move up the coast a little bit to the beginning of the dirty. They still consider dirty south in Charlotte, right? That's still considered dirty south? Was that south?
As far as I know,
Y'all like
we're below the Mason-Dixon line, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean nothing. Maryland's below the Mason-Dixon line. Get your geography right.
I said we are under the Mason-Dixon line. I did not say we're at, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Tip
of the dirty south.
He's just so used to being around people who don't have no damn sense. That's all that is.
You are forgiven.
I am Madam Boston. I don't even need you to even. Be quiet. Don't even say my name. I am Madam Boston. Okay, out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Madam Boston,
keep it short.
Okay, keep the sunshine if you know what's good for you.
You know what it is. Yo, man, check this out. I played the wrong song when we started up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Good thing there's more music. Yeah.
That's right. We're about to get into that in a second. We just trying to wait on the Voltron, Black Line of Voltron to show up. But, you know, until then, we're going to keep the party rolling. So check this out. We're going to take a quick break right here. We're going to get back to the music. It's your boy, Save James. You tuned in with T.M. Hyman Radio, The Social Lab. We're going to talk about this Pope taking America like a rock star.
Oh.
This Pope.
The Pontiff.
This day.
The Pontiff.
Right.
The papal visit. Is that what they call
what?
It?
What? Tell them again.
Isn't that what they call it?
All right.
Isn't that what they call it? A papal visit or something like that?
Hey, crazy. You are right on it. Hey, that's what I called it the other day. Boo, you can call it whatever you want to.
Hey, man, Phonics is fun, baby. Phonics is fun. It's 9:10 in the PM out in the East Coast. Y'all remember those exercise books, Phonics is Fun, back in the day?
Yeah, go to
Okay,
break.
Maybe it's just me. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We'll be right back, y'all. Team Hyman Radio. Catch up with us.
Good gracious.
The border freezes.
Scary, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
The boys on tape delay, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of those nights.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Houdini dropped the number one in everybody's face. And dig it, they call this one Grandmaster Beat, Funky Beat.
Bill Funky Beat.
Right here and now, I do declare.
crawling to the light beating. You can either dance or just have a seat and listen to the weighing. What I am slaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people that absorb is my info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a info. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it. Cardian, you won't be fighting the illin', you're just partying down with the funky style with yours truly. The original B-I-V, I mean, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show. As long as you know that.
Nobody beats the beat.
Nobody beats.
This is a journey.
I came in the door, I said it before. I never let the mic magnetize me no more. But it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains defined, all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build. But still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the solo with. So Eric B, make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Ready? I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Please, would you mind saying that again?
PM here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. As Sage James says, we are the baddest internet radio show in the land, internationally, in the world, Craig, in the world.
Sage
James, right. CeeLo Boss and your girl Hot Chocolate here. And although we're talking about the Pope tonight, and I know this is probably not a good subject matter to, you know, blog into, get into with the Pope, but, you know, we mix things up here on TM Hum Radio Live, so.
Wait, damn right.
With the Rick Ross mix that you gave me earlier, Sage James, it reminded me to congratulate Ricky Ross on his recent engagement to Lyra Galore. Rosé popped the question last week to the 22-year-old model with an 11-carat ring that features
That's
a 5-carat emerald
stupid.
Cut diamond in the center, worth reportedly 350 G's.
Damn.
Oh, congratulations.
350.
He got it to spend, though. He got it to spend, so I guess.
Hey,
you know,
I mean,
listen,
she must have got that.
I
must have got
know,
a golden line in that mouth.
I'd be happy with two. I would be happy with two. If you give me 11, then I'm great. But I would be more than happy with two. And I sometimes toy with, you know, two being too high of an expectation for, you know, just regular old Joe Schmo me. But, you know, no.
I think two or three is fair, because I'm saying that just out of bias, because that's what, you know, I gave my old lady. She's for
us regular folks.
Yeah, so right. I'm saying, you know, that she had like, what, two and, either like between 2.5 and 2.75, something like that, somewhere
yeah.
around there. You know
okay.
I mean, it's a little bit above 2.5 years, so, you know.
All right, Fave. All right,
yeah.
now.
I mean,
she
hey.
Said,
yeah,
I
yeah.
want her to say yes. She better say
oh,
yes.
Yeah, she
right.
better.
Take this
mother,
rock.
Damn
right. She sure better.
Right, she better take this rock. Say yes, girl.
And she's young, too. Rosé is 39 years old.
Hey.
I didn't know he's that old.
Hold on, first of all, what y'all have to understand and keep in mind is that when they pick younger partners, man or woman, they're going for the stamina. He'll get tired of us
yeah.
soon enough. If they get married, I mean, I don't want to speak
with
my mind.
We're not going to say if. We don't
right.
want to claim it since he put a ring on it. Let's claim it with him.
Well,
dig
you know,
it.
Hey, congratulations.
But how long do you think it's going to last? Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, about a year and a half. Year and a half.
You know, as celebrity marriages go these days, if they make it 2 years, they've made it a lifetime.
That's phenomenal. Exactly.
I'd say a year and a half, straight up.
Moving on.
Yes, to the Pope.
Oh, all right. So, look, the Pope made stops in the U.S. and in Cuba, but he came to the United States first. And he made, you know, a couple of stops. I think he went to Washington, D.C. He went to New York, and he had a mass. He held mass in Madison Square Garden to about 800-plus people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, he even went to Philadelphia. And when he was in Philadelphia, he went to a prison and met individually with over 100 inmates, pretty much giving them the message of redemption. So, like, a lot of people, you know, I heard a lot of people, like, they got close to him and everything. They still were excited, crying and all that. So I think it's the spirituality behind it, not so much as the religion, because he speaks not just to Catholics. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of religions, they speak like they're the only religion in the world, you know?
Right.
And he doesn't approach it like that. So I think that's what makes him, like, a fan favorite. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
Even Catholic. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not a follower of the faith or anything like that, but, you know, just from the
right.
reports that I heard of how he conducted his visits in the manner in which he did, and the place that he went to go see, and the kind of the just in the, I would say, I don't know, what I would say, the manner in which he carried the visit, you know,
right, the focal point,
you know, I mean,
that he right,
it,
the
it
focal point,
yeah, it wasn't about him, it wasn't about, you know, like you said, spreading quote unquote the gospel, whatever. It was just so about trying to unify. It seemed from the outside looking in, it seemed like a more of a unification type of, you know,
right.
visit, like, you know, we here for, you know, here for everybody, exactly. And
right.
I tip my hat off to him for that, because, like, at, you know, since recent memory, I haven't known the past couple before him to
mm-mm.
even, you know, venture down that road or whatever. It was all about,
yeah,
you know.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? It was nothing about the people. It was all about their mission and what they was preaching, you know what I'm saying?
What they, right.
Whatever directives that they may have, you know, have founded as a nuance to the faith or whatever that they were, you know, trying to bring to the people, but I never saw anybody like you said, that's type rock star status, you know what I mean? Just a
right.
people person, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And hats
right.
off to him for it.
I mean,
exactly.
I think in the Catholic community, he's regarded as, I wouldn't say a quote unquote rock star, but that's, you know, the treatment that he gets when he makes these type of, you know, pilgrimage visits to countries outside of, you know, his native country. But I like, and I'm not, you know, Catholic, but I do like the fact that he is a Pope who is seems to be more down to earth. He's not flashy. I definitely was impressed by the fact that he rode in the Fiat, although, you know, it's bulletproof, but he rode in the Fiat. He didn't ride in the Bentley like, you know, Creflo Dollarwood.
Right.
Or the bubble mobile that the old popes were riding.
Right.
And he was more accessible, you know, to the parishioners, or to, you know, those who wanted to engage personally with him, that there to be able to do that. So shout
right.
out to
like
them.
He turned down you know, dinner with, I was like, Nancy Pelosi and with a couple other Democratic representatives. And he turned that down to go eat with the homeless. So,
wonderful.
You know, he just, yeah, you know, and like when he was in New York, he held mass in Central Park. And, yeah, he spoke to some, you know, certain subjects. And what's interesting is that his speech to Congress is what kind of, well, was the catalyst of John Boehner deciding to step
resigning.
Down.
Resigning, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And on that note, I want to talk about that. I want to bring that to more to light about how a lot of Republican parties, participants of the Republican Party was really trying to, you know, shoot him down about a lot of his statements that he was saying.
Right.
And a lot of,
but he was being honest,
that
though.
He was talking to. I mean, but you know, honesty cuts deep. The truth can cut.
Yes,
of course. Especially when you're talking about your own party.
Especially when you're talking about, exactly, when speaking against their agenda.
Quote-unquote,
so,
time. Right.
So with that, it's 9:24, just turned 9:25 right now. We're going to take a quick break, get some more music. And then we're going to come back and let's talk about how these, I guess these two-faced cats or whatever, as they tend to be, more or less, you know, are like, you know, speaking out of one side of their mouth about one thing, you know, and then want to speak out the other side of their neck about something else regarding what the Pope is talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Most
so let's do that. We're going to come right back, y'all. And stay on the radio.
Harmon Radio Live. That was Heartbeat by, say the name.
The Knife.
There you go. And yeah, you're listening to TM Harmon Radio Live.
Bless the heart.
Money Monday. I really did. I was trying really hard. Oh, my God.
That's the problem.
Look, be quiet. So we left off at before that funny-ass song.
Whatever, yo.
Okay, so we were talking about, like, the Pope's words inspiring the House Speaker to step down and to relinquish his Ohio representative seat. So not only is, you know what I'm saying, like, so it's like he's quitting. He's throwing the damn towel in after he heard the Pope talk to Congress.
Because he is a sucker.
Do you call that a matter of conscience? Or do you call that of being heroic?
Like a fake AGK.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Black.
Oh, okay. Well. I find it so interesting, you know. Because he pretty much, I think we were talking about it the other night. He had Representative Boehner had and nobody knew it was coming. So he's supposed to, you know, stay in place until the 30th in October, but he's quitting everything.
He's definitely not giving them long. He's like, I'm out.
Right. I mean, hell, he could have just walked out.
True.
Because, I mean, he's an elected official, so he can't be fired. You know, he would have to be voted out. But, yeah.
Good riddance, you know.
Ultimately, he's sick of it. And I can't say that I blame him.
Yeah, because he's been trying for the last 5 years to bring his party together with the conservatives and the liberals of the, you know, Republican Party.
And they can't even agree with each other, much less.
Exactly.
Anyone
and that's
else.
The point. Right. He's tired of trying to make that work. Let somebody else try, probably, you know?
Somebody else's problem now.
Oh, no, I just thought it to be interesting of how that whole Pope coming to, you know, the country would inspire a political move to take place. That's what I'm surprised about. Not that a politician said anything, but just the simple fact that what his time was used to say, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen, man. I mean, bottom line. What it boils down to.
Pretty much.
You know.
Oh, you know what? Back on the. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, going back to the Pope, while he was here, he spoke on some, you know, issues that we as Americans have kind of, you know, been watching happen and battling with. But, you know, like some religions don't allow women to become priests.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people have been trying to push the Catholic Church to change with to allow women to become priests. And the Pope's view on it was that women are not to be priests at all, like by no means. But not out of incompetence, but because the woman is more important than the man. The woman is the church. And he's like the Madonna is more important than any priest or bishop or even pope. So, I mean, you know, he touched on that, and then he also touched on...
How do you feel about that?
What? Well...
I know you guys are feminists,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying, in your own right, but how do you feel about that?
I mean, I get what he's saying. But then at the same time, the times that we're in did not match what was available in the times that the scriptures and scrolls and, you know, what have you had been written, you know. But
so
I
do you feel it needs to be
more
of a progressive? Do you feel it needs to be more of a progressive mindset?
Yes, he does. Right, and the thing is, I think he's going to make a lot of changes while he's in you know, while he's alive. Because, again, those, you know, popes can't be fired either, you know.
Right.
So he can pretty much, and he's doing nothing but spread. He's opening the Catholic Church doors, whereas before they were closed, sealed. You know, only the people that were that lived in there knew what was going on. You know, but like the Pope even spoke to like about the child abuse that took place. He had even met with some people that had been, you know, abused inside the church. Sexually abused inside the church. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, they're trying to bridge that gap between the violated, you know, and the religion or way of life that they were seeking in the first place. Hell, he even welcomed divorced people back into the church. You know, and Catholics are dead set against, you know, because as far as they knew, it was, like, damn near illegal to get a divorce.
I mean, I think that's where I'm confused by it. You can allow, you know, divorced people back into the church, but women can't be priests.
But the reason
why... So you feel some kind of
way. Saying,
so you feel some type of
like
way
the,
about
It's
that.
Like the message of... The message of, we'll say, unity in the church doesn't match when it comes to that as an example to me.
But he's saying that the women, the woman is the church, that the woman is more important than the man. So why would you put her in a position that's lower than what she's supposed to be?
Do you feel that's a cop out? Like, do you feel that's a cop out?
I do. I do.
I think that's a cute way
to dress up. No, you just can't do it.
I don't see the Pope dressing nothing up though.
So Cela, so let me get this straight. You agree with the notion that because there's a bigger role to play in the church, the body of the church as a whole for a woman, that's a suitable response for that?
I'm not saying I agree with it. I said I understand it.
You understand it. Okay.
Yeah, I understand it. I don't have to agree with it to understand it.
I got
you know what I mean? So, yeah.
And, Jeannie, you understand also, yeah. You're just, like, totally against the decision process as a whole. Even, do you understand at least what he's saying?
I was about to say, I'm not even going to say I understand it because I don't
You even understand it. Okay.
No.
Okay. Did you grow? You grew up with female ministers or priests? So now, when you say that, when he's talking priests, he's talking about like not like the furthest they can't go. They just can't be like going past the nun and getting, you know what I'm saying? And like you
well,
know doing
the,
like.
Maybe I'm ignorant to that. What's the position as far as nuns and priests? Nuns are not higher than priests in the church, are they? No.
No. I don't believe so.
Not there. You know what? Yes, well, yes, they are, actually, because they're the brides of Christ. That's the whole point of what they're doing. That's why they
well,
all
we're
talk, live
we're
there.
But we're talking about, I mean, like I said, and I'm ignorant to it either because I don't know much about Catholicism. And
I don't either.
You know, so...
And I don't want to misquote anything.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to misquote anything either. I don't want to offend anybody that may be listening. You know,
right. If there's anyone
here,
out there that can clarify this for us, 917-889-3926.
There you go. We're going to go to a song right now. We'll give you a chance to call in and dial up. We'll be right back, y'all. 9:38 p.m. TMI Radio, you with the Social Lab. Still talking about the Pope taking America like a rock star. We'll be right back.
Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some step sisters fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell us we ain't hiding from it.
I'm still a highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, this is 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? Do you hear me? I can't let it wet. Get near me. I might kiss the better if you damn it. I ain't never need a man to take care of me. Yo, I'm in that big boy. Can't rent this. I floss every day, but I ain't a dentist. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it.
Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies like, yeah. Trouble butter on your butt. Cuddle buddies on the low. You ain't gotta tell your friend that I hit it in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know. Can I hit it in the bathroom? Put your hands on the toilet. I put one leg on the tub, girl. This my new dance move. I just don't know what to call it. But you dancing with the stars. I ain't nothing like your last dude. What's his name? Not important. I bought some. She became a vacuum. Put it on my carpet. The white on white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans, get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly, Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
Dial. It is 9:42 in the p.m. out here on the East Coast. You are tuned in to the baddest internet radio show in the world, TM Hammer Radio, a.k.a. The Social Lab. I'm your boy, Safe James. You are still sitting here with Madam Boston Barbiturate.
Yeah.
And we still have with us Sister Scott.
Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Caliente Chocolate. Mm-hmm. I'm bottling it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have the resident co-host with us from the DC regional area, Mr. Cooper. What it do, folks?
What's going on, Tim Hyman family?
Hey,
ain't
hey.
Nothing to it, bruh. Hey, man, we still talking about this Pope and his visit to the States. I know you're in the city. Hard body, probably still there right now. Got your sleeping bag and your hot cocoa on deck because you ain't leaving no time soon, I bet.
Never, never.
But you know how he though, company man. I respect mm-hmm. it. I respect it. But yo, was you able to get involved with any of the Pope's festivities that was in town over the past week or so? Because I know I stayed clear of it all, whatever. I don't know if you was able to get your hands dirty in it. What you got for that?
Nah, I didn't get involved. I mean, other than the streets being blocked off where I worked at, you know, trying to get around downtown in the morning, and then also with the whole Metro fiasco of the last 2 weeks. So I didn't get involved.
Right.
I saw people going out there, and then, like, if you would come through during the times when they didn't have the street blocked off, they had, like, people were just hanging outside of the Vatican Embassy, just mm-hmm. hanging out hoping he was going to mm-hmm. come outside.
Mm-hmm. Sprinkle some holy water on them or something, right? Make it rain for real, right?
yeah. No, not like stadium nightclub. Not.
Oh,
make it rain with the holy water. Hey, Jack, we had a question before we went up there. I don't know if you could shed some insight on it. I don't know if you followed Catholicism or if you partake in the practice or the adherence, or you're an adherent to it. But we were wondering if you knew the rankings or just the positional rankings of the priests versus the nuns. Do they sit in a seat above them, or are they at the same level, or is one elevated, you know, beneath the other, or I mean above the other, or so on and so forth? Would you happen to know? We kind of got an idea, but I don't know if we're going to get some concrete validity to it. Are you still looking it up over there, Gina?
I couldn't find the actual ranking. I found definitions of each, but I couldn't find the actual ranking.
Okay, so
I found the ranking. Okay, never mind. Oh, you did? All right.
Okay, so they pretty much, it's a simple breakdown. There's God, then the Pope, then the Cardinals, and then the bishops, then
bishops,
the priests,
right.
And then the people. But then, like, one includes the nuns and monks. They're under the abbot. So, like, priest is under bishop, and abbot is, like, right there with priest. But then monk and nun is at the bottom of the
abbot's totem.
The hierarchy, yeah.
Okay. So that's like the entry-level car. And the priest is the mid-level, and then
right.
You go up. Okay, I got you. Okay. All right, so I guess we were pretty accurate in our limited knowledge of the subject. I feel comfortable with that. So anyway, outside of that, it seems like, you know, the Pope had a successful visit to the States. There was no nonsense, no foolery. You know, he seemed to touch a lot of people, you know, across the spectrum of witnesses. And, you know, it seemed to be, like I said, successful, to say the least. You know, he ruffled a few feathers in his words. But,
of course.
You know, as I was taught in church, if you don't agitate, there'll be no change.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got to agitate. You got to have an agitator in order to create the change. So it's necessary. Definitely necessary. But check this out real quick. I'm gonna switch gears now. You know, I was out this weekend in D.C. and I was down by the, who was it? I want to say the Lincoln Memorial Center, Lincoln Memorial site over there. And I saw mad people just like, you know, like they leaving a mass exodus, like they're leaving from somewhere. And then I asked somebody, I said, yo, where's everybody coming from? It was like, it was a Drake concert. Drake had an outdoor concert. Did you hear about that, Coop, out there at the Lincoln Memorial?
Yeah, it was a little festival.
Yo.
I didn't hear about it until it was over.
Me neither. That's what I'm saying. I saw the let out. But here's the crazy thing about it, though. It was nobody in the crowd that looked like you and me.
Of course not.
No, but stop the presses. What I'm trying to tell you is nobody in the crowd, and I mean, it was like hundreds of thousands of people flocking.
No, I heard you. I heard you.
Okay. I mean, if they were there, it was far and few in between. But when I'm talking about a good 92 to 93.5% of the population out there was our European brothers and sisters, and other 5%.
Aubrey has a whole new range.
Okay.
Yo, he already had, right. He had Canadians.
No,
you know.
We knew that from the Degrassi High moment. I get it.
Right.
I get it. But what I'm trying to tell you is the platform that he uses to express himself is predominantly, you know, colonized. I don't use that for lack of a better term. It's predominantly dominated by us.
Look at it like this. Looking like this.
It's
when
crazy.
I first heard
it's
about
nothing against it. It's crazy though. Go ahead.
When I first heard about Drake, I heard about him on all hip hop forums. I was on the forums. They were giving away this. They were just giving you the link to download his mixtape. You could go on MySpace and buy his CD for $20, and he would send it to you autographed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was more like. He wasn't a hardcore rapper, but he was still underground. Then he got with Lil Wayne,
right.
And he went and that gave him a little bit of street credibility because he was Lil Wayne. You heard that Jay-Z wanted to sign him too, because even this being before he signed to Cash Money, you heard that Jay-Z wanted to sign to him. Now he's got the street. He got that little street respect. I'm not gonna say credibility, but respect. And then now, he's Canadian. He has to hold the Degrassi thing.
Right.
His raps aren't too tough, so he's able to kind of do what Eminem does, even though Eminem is probably a way better overall rapper.
Saunter back and forth, but he's entertaining, is what it is.
Yeah, he is entertaining.
He's entertaining.
I've always liked Drake.
He's definitely entertaining. Go ahead.
Even though my man Meek didn't handle things the way I wanted him to handle them,
I would still
prefer to listen to but a lot of time I prefer to listen to Meek because Meek come he a little bit more rougher for me, so I want to listen.
Yeah.
To
me too.
I beg to differ on that notion only because did you ever listen to a whole Meek Mill mixtape, the whole thing?
Yes. And it drives me crazy.
After a while, all he does is sound like this. And then he raps like
this.
And all he does is this.
Yes.
And it's like, yo, I mean, I get it. But come on. I mean, you got to be versatile, dog, to show
but
some kind of just a little bit of creativity.
Thing too. Ever since I'm going to hear you.
No, listen, but he does his sing-songy stuff. He does his sing-songy stuff. But when he wants to put lyrics down,
he does.
He's one of the better lyricists out there. Not to say Meek isn't, but Meek doesn't have the range that Drake does, which doesn't cater. I'll say Drake, like Coop said, Drake is a better entertainer than Meek is. Meek may be the better rapper than Drake is, but Drake is the better overall entertainer because Drake got bars. You cannot front on that.
Might be soft as cotton.
But he
sings them. He don't rap them. He sings them, and I need a lyric.
Well, he does refer to
creative. He's creative.
He does refer to himself as, you know. Damn it! I just lost it.
There you go.
Drake is a writer. He's a writer.
That's what it's hoping he started from, about him being somebody writing for him.
Real quick.
And I found somebody has sent me, not me exclusively, but just had tagged me in a post or whatever about the Who Do You Love song with YG that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to say it like this. I've been listening to Drake since the beginning. Before anybody I knew was listening to Drake.
Yeah, because
and CeeLo, remember, I was burning the CD and FedExing them to CeeLo.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, he's a writer. I mean, yeah, he might have got some help, and I don't think that at this point in Drake's career, he can't get out here and say that he is like Jay-Z and like Nas, and he's that type of lyricist and everything, because for one, he gets on a radio show with Flex, and he's got the freestyle. He's got take his BlackBerry out. He's not that level guy, but he is a writer. He's a songwriter, and that's why this whole singing part. And he's always been doing the singing from the beginning. That singing part is easy for him. Like if it had been him and Meek up on the stage, and they were going to battle, like the way Meek came up, Drake would have got destroyed. He would have been destroyed, no question asked. But part of it is like with this thing with Meek. If Meek took him a little bit too lightly, and then Meek didn't want to come out hard, and then I also think it was some of the whole mess behind the scenes with Nicki and her. She might not like them, but she has a professional relationship with
their label mate.
Yeah, and so he didn't go as hard as he wanted, because everybody was like, anybody that's followed Meek, know Meek could go way harder than that. And I think that because of that relationship, I think that's why Drake stepped up the way he did, because he stepped up like that with nobody else. Anybody else that wouldn't hold that back on him like that, he didn't step up. He didn't step up there without play with Pusha.
He jumped out there with Common, and Common got at him.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying. That's
Common
my point.
Got at him. He barked up that tree, and that tree fell on him. He didn't know what he was walking into. common use of that kind of action.
And that's my point. Anybody that would really step up to him, he shied away. Jay, Pusha T, but with Meek had that relationship with Nicki. So I'm kind of wondering that he'd play off of it or some kind of way with that. But especially when Meek, knowing Meek's background, wasn't it step back like that?
Yeah, because he didn't. There was somebody else that called him. Oh, Kendrick. When Kendrick called him out in that Hall of Fame song,
yeah,
he ain't saying nothing back to him there neither.
And that wasn't even that serious.
But it was enough for him to make the point, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was enough for him to know he was talking about him because he called his name out. See, that was enough.
Damn it, I'm going to put a tape out next week, and I'm going to call him out.
See what happens. Yo, check this out. We'll take a quick break real quick. We'll come right back out and close out the show right now, 9:55 p.m. out here on the East Coast, 6:55 out on the West Coast. And what they got to do is seal on the middle?
They got to figure it out.
Figure the damn thing out. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yo, she's the most disgusting. Girl, somebody gonna like you.
This is the dancing move, yo, we are flying. Every girl at your time. Yeah. Ready, me girl. Who are the real good of them? Step forward and whine. Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime, then see all your whine. That get you mad, cause you want every dime. Catch for the baby. Broke it on. Broke it on. Make girl the sugar stick anytime them want it. Beverly call me over, in her front yard me plant it. She said that me drive her insane, but I no complain, she a complain. Cause she love it in a winter, love it in a summer, want it when it's sun a rain. Me give her the sugar stick and she no stop call me. In a the wee hours of the morning, she no rampy annoy me. She said she want broke a piece of it, because it's nicer than the chocolate. And right now she says it physically fit, and she no ramp with it. So me say, Broke it on. Expression dem a conqueror. Shana a the advancer. Toko him no exotic dancer. Titi must love that place dancer. Dem a gyal a wan rough me up. Chief say the gyal dem just a cuff him up. Dem a gyal a just a touch me up. Head tap panic a wan broke me tough. Broke it on.
9:57 p.m. here in the social lab. Your girl AC in here getting her tick wine on. Blue. Wine is a win. Same thing with Adam CeeLo Boston. Cooper here joining me. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hold on, wait a minute now. I still got it. Watch out there now. Make sure you're back here on Wednesday to join us for Hump Day Wednesday. We'll have more of the crew back. Hopefully TM will be back in position where he can join us as well. Toya wasn't able to join us tonight. She just got back from a conference and she was feeling a little tired. So get you some rest out there, girl. We got about 2 minutes left in the show, so let's go home, folks.
That means code name Toya went to the conference and did a little bit too much drinking.
You had that Merlot. You had that Merlot, son.
Yes, the Merlot. Yes.
Oh, said the Merlot.
Yes, he did.
That Merlot. Yeah, she get busy.
That's the sexiest drink ordering man I've ever heard in my life.
Merlot, son.
Merlot.
Shout out to my girl Double D's on her birthday that just passed not too long ago.
Yes. Happy birthday,
D. Big ups, Double D's.
Yeah.
Word up.
So whatever you do, do it well, and then we'll check you out on Wednesday.
Hey, yo, check this out, yo. All my brothers out there that's rocking the baldy, I got a great way for you guys to eliminate any kind of hair bumps that you get, razor bumps or whatever. You got to exfoliate with olive oil and sugar. Do that. Telling you, some hair bumps, and that's even anywhere in your face. You got them on your chin, whatever, neck, whatever. Exfoliate with olive oil and sugar, regular white sugar. I guarantee you won't see a difference.
Save James Male Beauty Tips. There you go.
I'm just trying to tell you, man.
You never know what you're going to get here on TM Hyman Radio.
The secret to a good baldy.
Can you do my hair? I need my hair done. Do my hair.
Yeah, I pull up this hair.
Good night.
Hey. I'll at ya.
Can't believe it.